We are so privileged to have the senior pastor of the Restoration Bible Church. Let's welcome together tonight, Reverend.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, give the Lord a shout, somebody shout. Yes, I appreciate this wonderful people. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Please be seated in His presence. I'd like to thank the set man, the set woman of this house for the privilege to come and be with you this year. It's an honor to be here.
Can we agree on weather?
We give God all the glory. Thank God for Lagos traffic, but we're here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. Just lift your hand and appreciate God tonight, wherever you are. Father, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you are doing in this place. I thank you for the servants of God that have ministered in the days preceding today. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. As always, Father, I give you praise and honor for all that will be said and done here today. For thine is the power, the honor, and the glory. And everybody in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
By fullness of joy, I'm going to be speaking on the joy of the Lord tonight. And let's be very open to the Spirit of God. Every time we come like this and Papa God is in the house, He just keeps touching people all over the place. And He will touch me tonight. I won't leave the way I came tonight. Thank you, Lord. Well, turn with me to Isaiah 12, verse 3. Let's read a few joy scriptures. And then we continue to talk tonight. Isaiah 12, 3 was just quoted earlier this evening. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. For the kingdom of God is not, Romans 14, 17 also. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 12, 3, Romans 14, 17. I also like to read Psalm 16, 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And of course, Nehemiah 8:10 says towards the end that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. If you get to heaven, people don't carry a long face. They shout in heaven. One of the experiences of heaven I had many years ago was like a stadium situation. And everybody was shouting my name. I was like, is this heaven? Or I landed somewhere else? Heaven is a joyful place, people. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, can you imagine that God laughs? Yes. He said, he that sits in heaven will laugh. Some of the things bothering us tonight, God is laughing about them. From Isaiah 12, 3 said, therefore with joy ye shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Joy is the strength that undergirds your faith as you receive the benefits of your salvation. And someone say that with me. Joy is the strength that undergirds my faith as I receive the benefits of my salvation. The illustration of the well, so you draw water. If your faith is that bucket, then joy is that rope that helps you to pull it out well. And if something is wrong with your rope, your bucket will be wobbly. Sometimes the reason we don't get what we should get is that you got the bucket all right, but the rope is not doing what it's supposed to do. Joy, by the way, is not happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. Somebody gives you, you know, there's a big alert in your account, like ₦1,000,000, you smile. That's not joy. Anybody can do that. If you live the fruit of the Spirit, joy is one of those fruits of the Spirit mentioned there. It's something in your spirit as a child of God, and you can bring it to the fore in challenging times. So the Bible says, with joy, you will draw water out of the well of salvation. I have been in many situations where, by the way, before we, let's just look at Paul and Silas. Let's read that scripture as well. Acts 16 from verse 25 and 26. I've been in many situations where the power of God was present. God wanted to do something, but he was waiting on our joy. And I've seen every time that we allowed the joy that is in your spirit, in my spirit, to come to the fore, the devil is in trouble. You see, Bible says God indwells the praises of his people. He comes down in that situation. And when God comes down into that situation, be it a prison cell, be it some kind of uncomfortable situation in your life, your praise, your worship, your joy, and your shouting will begin to create confusion in the camp of the enemy. When those three armies came against Jehoshaphat, and he began to shout the praises of God, the Bible said the Lord sent ambushments against them. When you begin to praise God in the beauty of holiness, and you begin to exalt him when you don't feel like, you begin to praise him, give him a shout in the midst of your test, God begins to come into the situation. Let's read Acts 16, 25 and 26. Acts 16, 25 and 26. And at midnight, someone say midnight. Midnight is the time, if you are worried, you get more worried at midnight. If you are fearful, you get more fearful at midnight. Midnight represents tough times. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners had them. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly, there was an earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Their backs were bleeding. They were in the will of God, by the way, and they were going through persecution. It was not an easy time. And they prayed. All of us will pray if we have a challenge. But after praying, they began to sing praises. I can tell you what was happening to them didn't make them to want to sing, but that was an act of faith. Actually, joy is an act of your faith. They began to praise God. They said, well, our backs are bleeding. God, you are still merciful. God, you are still a good God. And I believe that God in heaven, he began to just tap his foot towards, you know, with the music going on there. And when God taps his foot to anything, you can be sure there will be an earthquake in hell itself. And there was an earthquake in that prison. I want to say to a child of God tonight, your prison is about to experience an earthquake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's an act of your faith. It's an expression of faith. Joy undergirds your faith. I was, there was a man with me yesterday. Dr. Amama came to see me. But December of last year, this same man is part of our minister's fellowship. He went to the city of Abuja, and at night he woke up suddenly. He lost the use of his hands and feet. He walked into that place by himself. But around 2 a.m., he wanted to go to the toilet. The legs won't move, and the hands will not move. But the devil is a liar. They brought him back to town. I had not been able to see him because of all this COVID thing, but I said, okay, let me go and bless him with a little gift. So I took my mission director and one other money leader with me. We got to his house. It was in the parsonage of his church. And this man, they had to literally carry him out into the, you know, an open space. His hands were like this. His feet were like just like that. He couldn't do nothing. And he just looked like 10 years older. So we began to pray. Hallelujah. When we prayed, I felt the power of God. It shot through me, shot through the mission director. Think, hit the man. Nothing happened. The Lord said to me, begin to worship me. Begin to praise me. I said, joy is an act of faith. It undergirds your faith. Hallelujah. If your faith is the bucket, then that joy is the rope that helps your bucket. So we began to sing a Hausa song. In English, it says, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in heaven and on earth. You know that one. In Hausa, it says, Kaisa Yabo, Yesu. Kaisa Yabo, Yesu. Asamada kasa kaisa yabo asamada kasa kaisa. We kept singing that song. The power of God was present, but God needed some faith action and some joy action. Hey! The wife said, Daddy, move. I said, Daddy, move. The wife kept pulling him. They kept dragging him. He kept moving. He kept singing. He kept moving. Remember, his hand was like this. He kept moving. He kept singing. He kept moving. And before we knew it, he was moving. Jesus! The gospel is the power of God. If God tells you to do anything, there's power in that thing to bring you deliverance. There's fire in the word of God. There's fire in everything that God says. The things of the Spirit of God, we destroy the works of the enemy. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Anything heaven tells you to do is going to bring the kingdom of darkness down. Is there a witness in the house of the Lord? Somebody shout! Sit down. It undergirds your faith. It's a sacrifice. It's an act of faith. So if you're expecting joy to come, now, there are some times in a meeting where the joy of the Lord will just hit supernaturally. And you are laughing like crazy for no reason. That's good. We love for a ride on a day like that. But if your backs are bleeding, you lost your job, your husband is acting crazy, or your wife is acting crazier, didn't call anybody's name, don't look at me like that. You need the joy of the Lord for God to help you. Somebody here. I'll tell you another story. 2 weeks into our fast this January, one of our people in Katsina came. My mission director and the resident pastor in the main church said to me, I was about to leave, just going home, long Sunday. So there's a banker from Katsina who is here. I said, hey, you pray for him now. Anyway, when two people tell you the same thing, I thought, okay, let me follow them. So we went to the resident pastor's office, and there's this guy. I'm trying to show you how joy works with faith. I don't even remember his name now. What's your story? He said, well, the doctor said it's not cataract, it's not glaucoma. But something covered the eye. But the doctor said, go and look for a church that can pray for you. So when they tell you, that means that they've tried. So he calls Pastor Gambo. He called Gambo. He said, look, can you just pray for me? He said, you better come. You know, sometimes God doesn't move because we are sitting down. We don't even want to make any efforts. So he came down. The Lord said to me just now, somebody came with a specific need. He said, you won't leave the way you came. Yeah. Anyway, this guy, we started praying. I entered, we started praying, we finished praying. And then the Lord said, start to worship me. Now, I've preached 2 times that Sunday. I was fasting. naturally didn't really feel like doing that. Can we be honest? Do you always feel like singing? I was at my driver was opened the door for me to enter the car, so I came out of the car. My mind was, pastors continue. God said, you have to join them. And I saw something I had never seen before that day. We can't worship God, though. This same song came. I'm not saying this song is tied to miracles, but but the same song came. We began to sing it again. God is my witness. If Dr. Efedayo is watching, he's a resident doctor in our hospital, in our ministry. Suddenly, was the right eye of the guy, eh? The right eye of the guy was where the thing. Suddenly, from the right nose of the guy, we're praying in tongues, eh? And worshiping God. No, we have finished praying in tongues, we are worshiping now. We have shifted to joy. Red blood started dropping. No, he started dropping. He started rushing. I said, call the doctor. I'm a pastor. Call the doctor. Well, I've never prayed for anybody in my life where blood starts flowing out of his nose. So the doctor said, well, if it was medical, it has to be both nostrils, blah, 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 blah. I said, God is draining that eye. And do you know what? He started saying in that eye. God is about to do something you've not seen before. You just got to make up your mind and know that God indwells the praises of his people. And if you will worship him, he will come down into your situation and he will turn it around. Is there a witness in the house of the Lord today? Glory to God. There are many other stories like that. The joy of the Lord believes and rejoices before manifestation. 1 Peter 1, 7, 8 and 9. The joy of the Lord does what? Believes and rejoices before manifestation. Paul is writing, these people are going through tests and trials, that the trial of your faith, 1 Peter 1, 7, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. He said, whom having not seen, you have been persecuted, but you have not seen Jesus, but you believe him, and you are rejoicing with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Which means it's not about what we've seen. There was not yet a deliverance in sight, but Paul and Silas were rejoicing. Remember when there was a shipwreck and there was in a storm in Acts 27. Acts 27, verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Be of good cheer means cheer up, means rejoice. There is going to be a shipwreck. And Paul said, I am rejoicing because I know the end of the story. Child of God, I want to say to you, we know the end of the story. When the word of the Lord comes to you, you can rejoice before the manifestation. I want to say that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when God gives you a word, you can begin to rejoice because God cannot lie. How many of you agree with me that God cannot lie? How many of you are prepared to rejoice knowing that he cannot lie? Hallelujah to Jesus. You see, the psalmist says, I rejoice at thy word like one that has found great spoil. Great spoil. Something big happens to you. You win something. You rejoice like one that has found great spoil. Before you see it, you start thanking God for it. Many of us are waiting to be delivered before we praise him. You can praise him when the money has not yet come.
You can praise him in the middle of a test. Then God will show up in that situation. In the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, I love testimonies because they are true. And a life without testimony is a life without test. When you say, Father, testimony, there must be, it's testy and money. Testy first before the money. I was in Lagos here, the last time I was here, we were together. Was it December 2nd or something? It's about that time. I was in the church preaching. The pastor was with us. On my birthday, which happened to be January 16, the pastor of this church started calling me. I thought just to greet me for birthday. This call is a bit too much. I was out with my wife in a restaurant because we have been fasting. We have to break and eat. So, but the call will not stop. Then he sends me a text. I so much believe in your pastor. If he tells me something, I'm not going to start meditating. I say, ah, pastor. Pastor said it all. Wow. How is pastor going to do it? To me, it's already past tense. While I was preaching in that church, I suddenly had a word of the Lord. The baby shall be born. It's well with that baby, and the baby shall be born. I was not prophesying to anybody, just jump out of my mouth. Things used to jump out like that sometimes. I said, ah. So I stopped and I looked at the pastor. I looked around. Whose baby is being born here? The saxophonist jumped forward. He said his wife, they've been believing for some time. She finally took in and had been on bed rest because she was sporting and all that kind of thing, threatening. Well, he rejoiced. The baby was not yet born, but he rejoiced. He jumped up and down. He ran around a few times. Some of us are too dignified for God. Luashan. C.S. Lewis is the one that said joy is a serious business of heaven. All the time they are shouting in that place. Because nothing bothers them. Terrorism. Mm-hmm. This one. He's the most high God, not for nothing. Mm-hmm. When the word of God has gone ahead of you. Mm-hmm. They are trying this. Shall not come near me. This one. Are you crazy? Yes. In the Holy Ghost. Well, on my birthday, was a Sunday, right? Pastor's wife, the saxophonist guy started calling pastor's wife. The wife was having some difficulty. They ran to the first hospital. The money was too much. Anyway, then they got the last person. We have to do a CS now. Well, when finally did the CS church, you know, when the baby came out, they say pack it up. You know the meaning of pack it up. He don't die with that. But the word of the Lord had gone. The man had danced like he believed it. When they were about to pack the baby, the baby did like this. God knows your tomorrow more than you know how you are sitting down now. The important thing for me, it must come out of the mouth of God. If it came out of his mouth, then I will run like crazy because I know he's able to keep his word. From the time he said, let there be light, has there been competition? Has the sun ever fallen out? Or the moon did not shine? Or we didn't have air to breathe? He said it one time is for all eternity. If God will honor the word that he puts in his servant's mouth, how much more of the one he wrote himself in the Bible? Say, I rejoice at your word as one that got a great spoil. Hallelujah. All right. Psalm 51 verse 12. Ni Cristo la ramasisisia. You are here tonight. You're having some kind of pain around here. Just around your chest. Anything with the chest at all. Just be doing bye-bye to it. Anything. Just be doing bye-bye. See? Bye-bye. Because in the presence of the Lord, there's what? Fullness of joy. God cannot visit you and not bring goody-goody. It's not possible. Thank you. He said, healing is the bread of the children. He cannot visit and not bring something down. I also saw an arm somewhere here, is it cup? What do they call this top place here? God cannot visit and not. And then something around your loins here, around your, something here around you. Is it waist, loins, lower back, knee problem, abdominal burning in there? God cannot come and not bring goody-goody. In his presence is fullness of joy. The psalmist said, restore to me the joy of my... What's the joy of your salvation? One of the things about the joy of your salvation is that there is no case against you in heaven. There's no case against you in heaven. And that is big. There's no charge against you in heaven. Ephesians 1:6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, we are in Tasalimaritos Keriambaba. What's that? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You had this thing on your forehead. Boom, 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 boom. Do bye-bye. Tell the thing that bye-bye, bye-bye. To the praise of the glory of his grace, when he had made us accepted in the beloved. You see, when there's no charge against you, there's nothing the enemy can do where you are concerned. Romans 8 also tells us, from verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? And he goes on, he's talking about so many things, famine, persecution, nakedness. He said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Listen to me. When heaven has nothing against you, it doesn't matter who is gathering against you, they are going to fall for your sake. So one of the things about the joy of your salvation, let me say something to you, friends. The prodigal son left home. His place at the dinner table was vacant, which was never taken. Those of you who have children who have gone to boarding house or who have left home, you know, we still call the rooms those kids stayed in by the names. This is Bola's room. This is Mary's room. Because there's somewhere in your heart. Nobody can take it. It doesn't matter. There are many great men of God. But where you occupy in daddy's heart, I cannot take. It doesn't matter if I'm a preacher. I'm more than a preacher, whatever you call me. The place you occupy in daddy's heart, I cannot take it. That is enough to give you joy. Some people, if one celebrity just remembers their name, they won't sleep that day. If one celebrity should shake their hand, they won't wash their hand for the whole year. But the God of heaven is saying to you tonight, there's a place you hold in my heart that no other person can hold it. That's part of the joy of my salvation. There is nothing against me. You might have made some mistakes in your life, but the Bible says, I am he that blots out your transgression, and I do not remember your sins again. Part of the joy of your salvation is that there's no charge against you. There's no charge against you. There's no charge against you. Heaven has discharged you. Heaven has acquitted you. And because that has happened to you, I want to say to you, child of God, you can stand before the Father without any sense of condemnation. He's about to do for you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. You can rejoice in his presence because you know there's no charge against you. Who is going to bring a charge against God's elect? God is not condemning you. You curse God too much. You curse God too much. You curse God his own life. You curse God everything. And that's why there's no charge against you. He forgives you. He delivers you for his name's sake. I want to announce to a child of God tonight that you can rejoice because there's no charge against you. There's no charge against you. Lift your hands, somebody. Give him praise in the house. I said there's no charge against you. You can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need. Are you praying to the throne or are you praying from the throne? Are you praying to the throne
or are you praying from the throne? We are seated in Christ. Christ is where? At the right hand of the Father. But we are seated in Him tonight. Hallelujah. And there's no charge against you. The joy of your salvation also includes healing, deliverance, freedom from destruction and disease. Rejoice at the word of the Lord because you are redeemed from destruction and disease. Somebody say with me, rejoice at the word of the Lord because you are redeemed from destruction and disease. Hallelujah. Just this last Sunday, I was speaking in church. There was a young man, I just reminded the people. That was the boy that was kidnapped. He's now singing in the praise band. The Shekinah Mistrals. Four some years ago. But he was kidnapped for 4.5 years. When that boy starts jumping, people think he's a little bit crazy. But they have not been kidnapped for 4.5 years. But the part of the story I want to tell you was that when the God gave me a word for that mother, I had gone to that church. Really didn't want to go, but God said go. It was a little church. I had gone there, and God might have just sent me here for one man, one woman who needs help. Hallelujah. If God put his son on the cross to die and go to hell in your behalf, how shall he not with him freely give you all things? When we complain and we mourn instead of rejoicing, we actually belittle the sacrifice of the cross. There's nothing you can ask God for now that is bigger than Calvary. Nothing God does here tonight that is bigger than Calvary. So we can rejoice because somebody who will put his son on that cross, that cruel death, he will do much more for you tonight. When I went to that church, like I've shared in many places, the Lord said, go to that woman. Didn't know her from Adam. I said, do what? He said, just go towards her. As I walked towards the woman, when I was close to her, I had this little picture. I saw this boy. Ima is his name. I saw him walk out of the house and I saw the boy walk back. I said, so what? People leave home and come back. He said, just tell her. When I told her, the woman started scattering chair, rolling all over the place, up and down. I said, she now went to her church to rejoice and give testimony, to roll on the floor. She has not, I told you this joy doesn't come because we have seen something. It comes because we believe something. You rejoice at the word as one that has found great spoil. Said, rolling. Long story short, it was December, and I think 2 or 3 months later, the guy who invited me said, you need to come. I went there, and of course the story, he was kidnapped by his boss, blah, 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 took them somewhere, wiped their brain, couldn't remember who he was, where he came from. When the boy came back, his father nearly ran from the office on Amadu Beloway. He had been gone for 4.5 years, but God brought him back. But the mother's faith and her joy was what made that thing to happen. You can receive the word of the Lord and say, well, one of those things they say, it will not manifest. But when you add joy like you really believe it, and you start shouting like you really got the job, and you start shouting like you are healed, and you start shouting like you are promoted, and you start shouting like you are getting married next month, and you start shouting like there's an open door, and you start shouting like you got the visa, you start shouting like new things are happening. When you begin to do that, the angels begin to move in your behalf, and things begin to happen on every side. Is there a witness in the house of the Lord? Somebody give him a shout of praise. Somebody give him an endless shout of praise in the house of God. Somebody praise him. 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 Hallelujah. So that boy's life was redeemed. Sit down for a bit. Was redeemed from destruction. Why? The mother mixed joy with her faith. There's also an ear being healed. It's an ear being healed by the power of God. Have you having problem in your eyes? I feel the power of God coming upon you. And you know God is everywhere. The Holy Ghost is moving. He just moves. He's the one that does the work. A man called me from Abuja, probably I called them. I had a vision about his wife. I won't go into all the details, so I called him. I've not seen him in a long time. And he's not even my member. I said, God, he has pastor. Show his pastor. Why are you calling me? So I called him. I said, look, this is what God showed me. He said, it's all true. While we were talking, the Lord said, showed me something about him. I said, tell his wife to lay hands. He told me exactly where the wife should lay hands. The wife laid hands there. And the man was just giving God thanks. He was facing. He didn't tell me then what he was facing. I came here in December. I probably shared that story with you, Pastor. I think I shared with you. Probably a week before that or so. You know, when God does, me, I'm like a small boy. When God does something, I'm always excited. In fact, I'm always looking, what is Daddy going to do tonight? Some of you are so sophisticated. You've seen it all. You've done it all. Me, I'm like a small boy. God, Daddy, that's how I am with God. Though, in the things of the Spirit, I'm very greedy. God, that's how I am. Jesus said, if you're not like a child, you won't see anything. Keep that childlike faith, oh. That's what touches God. Don't have the faith of, we've seen all that before. God will move to your neighbor and say, are you hungry? Let me visit you. Anyway, that man called me just the week before I came to Lagos in December. I was with Pastor Shola, but he called me at home. He said, well, I'm having a Thanksgiving. I didn't tell you what was wrong with me, but God showed you. There was nothing they could do for me medically. Prostate cancer. Totally healed by the power of God. No medical, nothing. Jesus! Help me call his name! Help me call his name! Help me call his name! Jesus, 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 Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Lower back pain, bye-bye. Lower back pain, bye-bye. That ear is opening as I speak. I will soon be done. I will pray. But don't miss tomorrow morning for anything. If you can come, come. Please sit down for a bit. So we can rejoice. Because the joy of salvation means we are redeemed from destruction and disease. One more reason to rejoice, especially in this time. I probably told the story here. I was sharing it on Sunday in church again. One day I was preaching in the old church. And this was just jump out of my mouth. The fibroid will disappear. You have a son by the name of Joshua. Fibroid disappearing is one thing. What is the addition of a son by the name of Joshua? So I quickly. What have I said? There's a woman in our church, she's still there, she's in the senior choir. Mrs. Ataguba is her name. They had carried their 100,000, they are going for surgery. By the way, God is not against doctors. We have a hospital. But we have a medical intervention starting next weekend with surgeons from America coming. So we are not against that kind of thing. But God still heals today. And he will heal now. How can your father is in charge of a petrol station and you don't have fuel in your car? Your mother is running a restaurant and you people don't eat in your house. Your father runs a bookshop. You don't have notebook.
Your mother is selling tomato, and in your house you don't eat with tomato. Your father repairs Mercedes-Benz cars, and your car, your Benz is parked in the garage. So why will God visit and not show up? That's who he is. Hey. 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 Long story short, the woman got home and said, "Praise the Lord, my darling husband. Let's use that money for another thing. Pastor said the fibroid will disappear and I will have a son by the name of Joshua." The husband said, You know, men, our faith level can be high sometimes. Say, did he call your name? Is that not a pertinent question? Did he call your name? I said, he didn't call my name, but it resonated with me. I felt he was talking to me. When you are finished talking to you, you better accept it. I'm seeing somebody here now. You feel you've really goofed big time. Because I'm seeing your big toe, the left one, cut wide open. But God is telling me, and maybe there are others like that, that he is healing you. And it's tonight you need to forgive yourself. Because God did not move, but you moved back after that thing. God said, I'm still where I am. My blood cleanses once and for all. So we must remember to help you with that. Now, long story short, the man said, okay, let's go and do another scan. They did scan one, scan two. By scan three, they didn't see fibroid. Well, that my bad day. So, the Sunday after that, the father brought Joshua to the altar. Now, Joshua is a big boy now. Me, I don't know anything, but this God is too much. Sometimes, me myself, I open my mouth and say, thank God. Another thing you need to rejoice over is that your life has been redeemed from destruction. Let me show you this quickly before I pray tonight. If you look at Deuteronomy 28, you see terrorism is a curse. A lot of people say, it is a curse. I read for you. Deuteronomy 28, 66 and 67. Rejoice because your life has been redeemed from destruction. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. That is not our portion. And thou shalt fear day and night, and thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would it were evening. And at evening thou wilt say, will God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shall see. It's too late for anybody to convince me that the blood of Jesus only took care of sin. It took care of sickness. It took care of destruction. It took care of every curse that is flying around. Increasingly, it doesn't matter where you live today. The fear of terror is a present day reality in this nation and all over the world. But the Bible calls it a curse of the law. When you hear all the stories, where do you put your faith? In the land of Egypt, there was so much darkness that two people in a room couldn't see themselves. But in Goshen, there was light. It's too late for anybody to tell me that the blood of Jesus does not work. Because before we ever sin, the Bible says Jesus was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so, in God's mind, he knew there would be a need for a redeemer. And even though Jesus had not yet come, when they were in Egypt and terror was all over the place and people were shouting and there was destruction, God gave them a sign. He said, the blood shall be for you a token. Exodus 12, that there was a sign upon their life. I want to say there's a sign upon your life today. Every altar. Thank you, sir. Every altar. Every sacrifice you make must go to an altar. They will take that blood, put it on one altar somewhere. But when Jesus paid for you, there was no altar on the earth anywhere that could receive that blood. There was no altar on the atmospheric heaven that could receive that blood. There was no altar in the stellar heavens where all these stars, moons, all these things are, that could receive that blood. The only altar fit to receive blood in your behalf is the mercy seat of God in heaven. And because God has placed blood that justifies you on the mercy seat, no altar of terrorism and evil will demand your life. Because the highest sacrifice on the highest altar by the highest being with the highest name has been made in your behalf. You will not pay with your life what Jesus Christ has paid for with his blood. It's a reason for rejoicing. One of my friends in Ghana, his daughter was kidnapped for ritual. And when they got there, the man looked, sitting on the mortar looked, said, "Where did you find that girl? We cannot use this kind of blood." There was another blood from heaven speaking on that girl's behalf. I want to declare to a child of God, there's a higher blood speaking in your behalf. I want to say there's a higher blood speaking in your behalf. When people are saying there's no way, they make a way because Jesus is the way. His blood is calling your name. You shall not be consumed. You shall not be compromised. You shall not be terminated before your time in the name of Jesus. I don't have the time, but there are so many, even in our own congregation, I can tell you at least three people that pleaded the blood and bullets could not go into them and fell down. So it's true, the people are there. If you get my book on the blood of Jesus, I even put their name there. We are living in perilous times. The joy of the Lord is your strength. But joy does not depend on happenings. When you hear bad report, let joy come out of your mouth and say, "I am the redeemed of the Lord. Jesus has paid already." I said, "Jesus has paid already." I said, "Jesus has paid already." I said, "Jesus has paid already." The joy of your salvation is everything that Jesus paid for. And when the enemy is brandishing something that is not it, you can rejoice and say, "It is done in the name of Jesus." I'm going to begin to pray shortly. Supposing, I know in Lagos you people don't have that situation, but where I live, sometimes people don't, before their salaries come, they go to a shop and take credit, and they buy some things, you know, some food stuff on credit. And then when your salary comes, the woman says, pay now. But supposing your brother who lives abroad somewhere, maybe your budget is just $500,000. And he sends $2,000 to the woman direct. See, that's for my little sister. Do you realize that the woman selling that thing will be looking for you? Say, come, new supply has come. New supply. You can add anything you want to. Because I have received credit. Your account with me has been credited. Tonight, your account has been credited. Hey, your account has been credited many, many years ago. Healing has entered your account and is gathering interest. Prosperity has entered your account. Deliverance from danger has entered into your account. Deliverance from trouble. God has delivered you already. Your account has been credited with grace for victory in the name of Jesus. If my account has truly been credited, you say, "But I have not seen it yet." Joy means I know that he did not lie. I can start thanking him. No. How many of you can stand up? How many of you can start thanking him in advance? How many of you can rejoice in advance? For your healing, for your deliverance, for your promotion, for your visa, for that miracle marriage, that miracle baby. How many of you can rejoice in advance? How many of you can lift your hand in advance and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." Mara ba 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 ba. glory, 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 glory.
Wow. Daddy, we love you. Daddy, we love you. Daddy, we love you. I saw an abdomen. I don't know what they say is wrong, but something around here. I don't know if that's some organ around here. But I felt the power of God touch that thing. There's a back of the neck that has been healed by the power of God. You can begin to do something in faith. You can begin to do something in faith. Daddy, I thank you. Lera totorika soro beriata ribrakise zelia. The joy of your salvation is everything Jesus paid for. You can rejoice before you see them. You can thank him in advance. You can give him glory 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 in advance. Speaking, if I mentioned a case of healing that had to do with you, just raise your hand and wave it. I mentioned a case of healing that had to do with you, just wave your hand and raise it. Just raise it. I'm going to pray one more time, just in case I didn't mention your case. It's already credited. The spirit of faith is upon us. God's faith is here. So, once I finish praying, just in faith, do something. Don't look for your sickness, look for your healing. And after that, start rejoicing. And I want you to take another step of faith. Just start walking forward here, just thanking him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the faith of God, I rebuke every infirmity, every disease. I command you, come out of God's people now. In Jesus' name. Deaf ear open. Knee problem disappear. Lower back pain disappear. Lower abdominal pain disappear. Eyes be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of fear, lose your grip in Jesus' name. Every chest pain be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every breathing problem be gone in the name of Jesus. Every shoulder problem be gone in the name of Jesus. Every migraine headache, loose in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity disappear in the name of Jesus. Every reproductive health case, I say, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God consume the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Wave your hand, give him praise. Just do something in faith all over the room. Do something in faith. Do something in faith. Do something in faith. If it's your knee, move it. If it's your back, bend it. Look for your healing, not your disease. Jesus is standing right there with you. Just give him praise. Lift your hand and thank him. Do something in faith. It's not time to pray. It's time to give thanks. Just wave that hand and thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, I've received it. I've received it. Baba, I give you all the glory for what you are doing. Thank you for healing all over the places tonight. You deserve the glory, Father God.
deserve the glory, you deserve the honor, Lord. You deserve the glory, Lord. Jesus! To the glory of God and the shame of the devil, as we began to pray and praise him tonight, you discover you are free, your pain is gone, you are feeling different in your body. Can you wave your hand and give God glory? You stood for healing tonight and there's a change in your body. You can't find that pain again. Just wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. Now, as an act of your faith, I want you to just come forward. Just stand right here. Just come and stand right here as an act of your faith tonight. Come from everywhere. Somebody shout, give him praise. Somebody shout, give him praise. Just come and stand, all of us, stand in front here. Come from everywhere, stand. Jesus! Call his name, Jesus! Just stand all over the place, let him come. Stand all over the place. Stand, there's plenty of room here. Just stand all over the place. See what the Lord has done. Just make room for the people. Keep coming. Let's keep shouting, Jesus. Make room for the people. Come. Stretch. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the healer. Hey. I told you I'm a small boy when it comes to daddy doing something. I'm as excited as you are. Can somebody shout? Can somebody shout? Hallelujah! There are so many of you have been touched by God. Can we just give him a wave offering? All of you in front, give him a wave offering. So many people have been touched by God. At House of David, God does genuine miracles. Of course, there are too many people here. But I'll take just a few. Just a few. Then I want to pray for another category of people. Hallelujah. If you know what God did for you is really special. All is special. But if you know your own is really, really, really special. Can you wave your hand? You did not hear what I said. I said if you know your own is really, really. Who was the first person that came out? All right. Okay, what are we going to do now? All right. If we didn't take your own, don't be angry. Wait. All right. Just quickly. What was wrong with you and for how long? Your knee. You couldn't bend your knee for how long? Almost 6 months now. You couldn't bend the knee. She will be limping after some few minutes. But now you are stretching it. Come up here. Give the devil a kick. Move that knee. Woo! Glory to God. God really did something. God did something. You are really excited. Oh my goodness. All right. We'll just take a few. Yes, what happened, my sister?
I have this palpitation that has been,
in your heart.
Touched here.
Yes.
When I was coming to church this evening, I think, I don't know what else to do with the kind of food. I can't just eat anything. So when I ate this afternoon.
So what happened to the palpitations tonight?
When you touched here and you said there's somebody.
Yes.
And I felt, you know, normally I'll be hearing the sound.
Yes.
When I move certain way. Since you have said that, I'm not feeling anything anymore.
Give Jesus praise, somebody. Let's take a man. See that man waving very frantically. Quickly, matchstick. What happened to you for how long?
It has been a while now. I've been feeling this pain on my chest.
Pain on your chest?
So by the time you prayed the other time, I suppose I was thinking of how my knee was going to occur. Maybe I was going to faint and I would have to be brought out. But then as you said it,
the thing disappeared.
To think about it and it just left.
Somebody shout, Jesus! Anybody with hearing problem that is healed? Hearing problem? Yeah, give that guy.
Day before yesterday,
yes.
During the program,
yes.
I had a sharp pain in my ear.
Yes.
I couldn't hear very well.
Yes.
I was feeling. So before you even said the person with hearing problem, I came into the joy at faith. And I can't feel that pain anymore.
Can somebody give God praise? Any other hearing problem that was healed? Hearing? Come to this girl here. Hearing problem?
Okay, so for the past, I can't remember how long.
For the past, you can't remember how long? 5 years?
Maybe.
Yes.
Sometimes I hear very well. Or if someone is standing in front of me,
yes.
I'll ask, what are you saying? Sorry. If the person doesn't talk like quiet,
yes.
So last week, I started feeling.
So what happened tonight?
So before you said that, I told God, I was like, I don't want to go back with this thing.
Yes.
So after that, then you said, if there's anyone with hearing problem,
yes.
So I was like, oh, that's me. So I received it. And anytime I swallow, I feel the flu. So when you were like, we should confirm, I was swallowing saliva. I was like,
and your ear is healed. Give Jesus praise. Any other hearing problem here? Your ear got healed tonight. All right, let's take others. There's one person here. There's another ear too. Ear. Okay, what was wrong with your ear and for how long?
In December, I felt this pain in my ear and we prayed together. So I was here today. I came today. So when you said it, the pain is gone. And it's gone.
Give Jesus some praise in the house. All right, let's take another testimony. There's someone here. What happened to you, sister? Blood vision.
Yes, while I was sitting there, the brother beside me helped to call when pastor said the account number for the generator. And I was struggling.
I hope you got the number eventually.
Clearly. So the person next to me had to type on his phone. And then the other guy was calling, you know, and I'm like, this is so embarrassing. But to the glory of God.
Can you see where we're now?
Fullness of joy.
You can read that.
Yes.
Come on, somebody give Jesus praise. Your healing is special. Your healing is special. Oh yeah, come. You're dancing with your own. Okay, give. Okay, this is somebody. Okay.
2019,
yes. But you are bending now. Can you give Jesus praise? Somebody shout. Hasn't God healed any man in the house? All right, please take one man, one or two men before I. Yes, yeah. When you got injured, when was that? Okay. Can somebody give Jesus praise? God has touched you quickly. God has touched you. That guy waving there, big wave in red shirt, come. This lady here, come. Uh-huh. What happened? You want to talk? Okay.
Okay, so I've been having this big sharp pain.
Your forehead, yeah. Yes.
At first, I didn't realize, but at first, I wasn't feeling that pain because I can't have this pain, it's not coming.
Your account was credited. Give Jesus praise. Take this man by your right hand side. Take this man. We are building faith, though. We are building faith. I'm coming back. I'm taking healing now. Talk to this man. Healing. Physical. Yes. What does it mean when you are young?
When I was
like 15, like 21. Okay. That's a long time. Okay. Somebody give Jesus praise.
You mentioned here when you touched.
Yes.
I had a, what's it called? Ulcer. Dead, not now again. So it was healed again.
Hallelujah. We don't know what to take now. All right. I'm coming to that one. This is okay. Let's take you. You're raising your hand. God healed you of something that is over 5 years. Over 5 years. All right. Step forward. Step forward. If it's over 5 years, just step forward. We'll take those. It's more than, it's 5 years up. Yes, quickly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want to thank God for healing. Yesterday, I started feeling this sickness. I felt like I had malaria, like I'm going to fall sick. And towards the end of last year, I was really falling ill. And I was like, God, I don't want this thing to happen again.
And what happened tonight? How do you feel tonight?
I told God that I want him to break the siege of sickness in my life. And I do not want to fall ill anymore. Right now, I feel good. And I also want to thank God because God laid it in my heart to pray for my father. And he asked me specifically to come out to give this testimony. My dad and my mom, I'm asking God for a replacement of their heart.
You are thanking God. You are thanking God for the replacement. It is done in Jesus' name. Something over 5 years. It's just what I want to hear now. 5 years up.
Praise the Lord. I am so excited. God have done just wonderful thing right now. The miracle I never believed it could happen in my life. For some years now, in fact, when I was not even up to this age, somebody bites me.
Beats you in your chest?
Yes, bites me by the side of my chest. So ever then, when I started growing up, I have this lump by my side. When I went to the hospital, the doctor said I have to do operation. But then, I don't have enough fund to go for the operation.
So what happened tonight as we were praying?
But tonight, I came with somebody. When the pastor said that the right hand of your chest, something is about to go off. And I tell my evangelist, it's me they're talking to. That's what I told him, it's me they're talking to. But I'm touching it now.
The lump is no longer there. Can somebody give God praise? 5 years up. 5 years up.
2002 2003.
What happened?
Low back pain. It's been terrible.
What kind of pain?
Low back pain.
Lower back pain.
Yes. So I came out in faith, and I can still feel the power of God going through my body.
Yes.
I can still feel the pain, but I'm claiming. I'm taking my healing.
All right. What I want you to do. What I want you to do. Just do that. I can see the anointing is on you. Keep doing something in faith. 5 years. There are people here. 5 years. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for healing. Ever since 2015, thereabout, I've always had lower abdominal pain.
So this side.
Yes, this side. Whenever I try to dance aggressively or run or do something stressful.
So what happened tonight?
So when you said, we mentioned lower abdominal pain, I received it, and since then I was jumping and shouting and I can't feel it.
Can somebody give Jesus praise? 5 years and above. 5 years and above. Take this young lady for me. Okay, take that young lady. 5 years and above. What happened?
Praise the Lord. So since 2014, I've had lower back pain up to my spine.
Up to your spine. Up to my spine. Did you go to hospital?
Yes, I did.
What did they say what it was?
It was like my spine is bent.
It's bent, yes.
So I'm a little bent, but now I can't find, like, the pain is no longer there.
Does anybody know this lady in the church? Did she tell the truth? Can we give 3 shouts of hallelujah?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
5 years and above. 5 years and above. Yes.
Hallelujah. I've been having this pain, back pain, over 8 years now. But now it's gone.
On this side?
Yes, sir.
All right, do something. Just do something. Make the devil mad. Make the devil mad. Somebody shout hallelujah. 5 years and above. 5 years and above.
Praise God. So the healing is not just for me. My brother has been suffering from chest pain from childhood. I've been suffering from chest pain since I was in primary school. And I've been suffering from waist pain since I was also in primary school. And I was flawed in primary school, and there was a swelling on my wrist. And when we went to the hospital, they said it can only be operated on. But while the prayers were going on, I felt, I keyed in for my brother and for myself. And my sister also suffers chronic knee pain.
So what happened to you?
And I felt
tonight?
A burning sensation on my chest, down to my spine and to my knee. And as we speak, it's no more there.
Give Jesus praise, somebody. 5 years and above. 5 years and above for the last time. Take, all right, if you come out together so that I know I'm finishing this. Just step forward a bit. If it's 5 years and above, step up a bit.
Praise the Lord.
Then we'll, yes.
In 2008, I had an accident. A very...
Where?
Around Ibadan.
Okay.
It was a really, really tough one for me. I had a fracture in my arm. And I was back there when you said that there was a pain in the shoulder.
Yes.
I was still feeling the pain, but I came out by faith. By now, it's gone.
The pain is gone. Does anybody know this young man? Let's give Jesus praise, somebody. Accident, the pain is gone. As a lady, you skipped one lady here. She's been raising her hand for a while. Hallelujah.
I've had migraine, practically since I was 5.
Wow.
And when you were praying, when you came up, I had, so sometimes it comes in different ways. It comes sometimes I have lumps at the back of my head that I have to physically use like my thumbs to break
because
the vein that goes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
During the service I was doing that and there's no lump at the back of my head right
Can
now.
Somebody give Jesus praise?
So when you were praying, I've not finished, please.
Okay.
So you said, I was feeling, so sometimes it also comes like physical pain in front here. So when you mentioned forehead, I kind of kicked into it, but I was like, it's not migraine. And then you said migraine, I was like, oh my God, yes. And I don't feel anything anymore.
Jesus, we praise you. 5 years and above, we have one more. Any other 5 years
praise
and above
God.
There? Move out a bit so we can see you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Pastor, when you gave the word of knowledge about the person that has the sharp pain, I've had this sharp pain. When I got to the hospital, the doctor said it's my liver. So
your
it was
liver.
Affecting me.
Yes.
So painful. He treated it, but the pains were still there. Tonight, as you were just talking about it, before you even opened your mouth, I had that. So when you said, I said, yes, that's just the thing left. Secondly, another one. I've had this abdominal down pain for a long time.
No
that
abdominal
has really
pain.
Held me to the essence that my message stopped for a long time. But immediately you mentioned that case, the whole thing disappeared. And I kept feeling the message. I'm here to keep the word.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Did you hear what the guy said? So, take the next one, make with the go.
Do you
really know the meaning of what this guy said? The message stopped. Now she's feeling it come back. Take the next one. Problem on the shoulder.
Pain on the shoulder.
Yes.
I fought with someone about 8 to 9 years ago.
You fought?
Yes.
Were you a bouncer or something?
No. It's a football issue.
Football issue, okay. Don't worry. Is it Arsenal and Chelsea or what kind of thing?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Alright.
I overpowered him. So he hit me with jazz.
He hit you with jazz?
Yes. Because I know him to be a son of a Baptist. Yes, very well. I know him very well. So immediately you say you should raise up our hand, I raise the hand and I feel no pain anymore.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Guys love singing in this church. If his father is the if he's the son of a herbalist, your own father is the father of all spirits. Your father is the father of all spirits. Can you imagine how many years just you can't raise hand, pain all the time? Daddy, we thank you. Thank you for bringing goody-goody. Shout hallelujah. And let's talk to this young man here. 5 years and above only.
Praise the Lord. I started in 2016 when I was at law school. I don't know what happened. I started having this sharp pain on my left shoulder. Sometimes it gets so serious that I can't use my hand because I'm left-handed. So when you mentioned, you know, the shoulder stuff, I felt pain where I sat. So I started praying to the Holy Ghost and right now, it is gone.
Wow. I'm afraid we have to stop there tonight. But let's give him all the glory. As you take your seat, let's sing that song. I need to minister to another set of people. Only you.
Only you can do what no man can do. Only you can do what no man can do. Only you can do what no man can do. Yeah. Only you can change every situation at all. Daddy say, only you can do what no man can do. Yeah. Only you can change. Only you can change. Jehovah, only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
The Lord gave me a word in the middle of that message. And the way I said it is that you feel like you goofed. And since then you kind of took a step back. You know, one can be coming to church, but you yourself know that I step back a bit from God. But you are in church. It's not like you are not coming to church. But something happened and we don't really care what it is. But the Lord showed me, I saw this is not physical but spiritual. I saw the big left toe actually cut wide open. And that means that, you know, it was a big deal for you. But tonight, Daddy is missing you. And he's saying, I should say to you that your place may have been vacant, but nobody has taken it. So that's what he said, I should tell you. But the prodigal son's father, every day he looked for that boy. If he saw someone that walked like him, Bible said when he was still far away, he ran towards him. Tonight, as you come, I want you to see Abba Father running towards you. So if you know, you don't need to say anything to anybody. We are not counseling. I just want to use this altar as a point of contact for your faith. You just come, take a spot, just kneel, and I just pray, and that's it. So the altar is open. Sing whatever you like to sing. If you feel that something went wrong, you want to make it right, the altar is open. Please just come from everywhere. Hallelujah. Mountains are still being
loosed. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Oh, God, we believe. Yes, we can
can see the wonders I still want you. We are here for you.
Identify with you, so I am. Hear the word of the Lord. It will resonate with you if it's you I'm speaking to. Well, it's from the heart of your Father tonight. The Lord says, say to them, I have forgiven and I have forgotten. The blood has blotted it out. For my own sake, I've blotted it out. Someone among you, you are beginning to hate your own body physically. You're beginning to just hate yourself. Almost. You are cutting yourself. Cutting yourself. You need to see the leaders. Father, I break that spirit in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. Another person, you are feeling that your life is not worth it. After all this, is my life really worth anything? The Lord sent me to tell you. Sent me to tell you tonight that you didn't give yourself that life. He gave it to you. And you have not even fulfilled the first phase of your life yet. So forgetting the things that are behind, you press forward to the things that are before you. Malakabososiana. The Lord says to another person, you need to forgive. You need to release this person. You feel you've been abused, but you need to release them and say, Father, I release them. I release them. I release this person. I release this person. The Lord is saying to all of you, what you've done has never changed my love for you. I was not pleased, but it didn't change my love for you. My love for you remains constant. I call you to come closer now. And stop referring to yourself in the light of your past. Stop referring to yourself in the light of your history. every time God wanted to speak to the destiny of Jacob, he called him Israel. When it was about his failings, he called him Jacob. He said, "You are the Israel of God tonight. You are the Israel of God tonight. You are the Israel of God tonight." Some things are pretty heavy, so I will be careful with that. There's a situation here, through no fault of yours, you found yourself there. But the Lord is saying to you, "I was there." He says, "Forgive it and leave it behind." The blood has made you welcome in the beloved tonight. Thank you, Lord. Bible says, "Whosoever sins will remit is remitted." Because Jesus already forgave you. By the faith of God, I also stand as a servant and I declare to you, what heaven has forgiven is forgiven in Jesus' name. What heaven has forgiven is forgiven in Jesus' name. What heaven has forgiven. So, you're even saying, "And I call," I heard you say, "And I call myself a Christian. How can I be a Christian and did this? God said it's under the blood. Did you hear that? He said it's under the blood. He said, "I should tell you, it's under the blood." He said, "I should tell you, it's under the blood." He said, "I should tell you, it's under the blood." Restore the joy of my salvation. The joy of your salvation is that it doesn't exist on heaven's record. The book is wiped clean by the power of the blood of Jesus tonight. Now, I'll say these words after me. In the name of Jesus, I receive forgiveness. I have been forgiven. I have been delivered. I forgive all those who have trespassed against me. I release them. I bless them. Thank you, Father, because the blood of Jesus has washed me clean today. I stand before you without condemnation, without guilt, because your blood has washed it away. I give you praise. Daddy, I embrace you. Daddy, I embrace you. Daddy, I embrace you. Daddy, I embrace you. Abba, I receive your love tonight. You love me just like you've loved Jesus. I rejoice in your love. I rejoice in your mercy. I'd like you to stand now. Stand now. Stand now. Discharged and acquitted. Can you lift your hand and give God some praise? Come on, lift your hand and give God some praise. It's not on your record. It's not on your record. Can you give him a shout? I said it's not on your record. Can you give him a shout? I said it's not on your record. Can you give him a shout? I said it's not on your record. Can you give him a shout? I said it's not on your record. Can you give him a shout? Hallelujah. All right. Congratulations. The Lord wanted us to do that tonight. Let's give them a big hand as they take their seats. I have one more thing, my spirit, and I'll be done. Lift your hand, everybody. Can you stand for a minute? Just take a worship song. Glory to God. Anyone you like. Thank you, Lord. Shara ba 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 ba. Maria Catalana. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh God. You are wonderful. You are worthy. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. From the bottom of our hearts, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. Saying you are one. saw in the spirit is applications. If you have applied for something, job, visa, you have an application that is pending. I saw application form. That's what I just saw. Transfer. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let's wave our hand and thank Him for it. There shall be testimonies in Jesus' name. Take your seat. One last call. Everybody sit down. Tomorrow morning, I'll share a bit and I'm going to prophesy a lot more. By God's grace. You sense your family has been under an attack. Attack does not mean you have done anything wrong. When does Satan attack you? When you do right, when you do wrong. He's a mad guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about husband and wife now. You feel there's been an attack against you. Just stand up wherever you are. Let me pray for you tonight. There's an attack. You don't know what it is. It can be financial. It can be just anything crazy. See, the things we've dealt with, things I've dealt with in the last 2 weeks, in the body of Christ, for different people, tells me that. How many of you are married here first? Let me address you before I sit down. Those of you who are here with your spouses, come and stand. This is the last call tonight, and then I will let you go. If you stand, husband and wife, stand together. If there's you sense an attack. I'm not saying every married person, no. You sense an attack. You don't sense an attack, or you don't come out. Please, don't come out. Sit down. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? You sense an attack on your home. Just come out and stand together as I pray for you. Good. Now let me say something to you that are married. I've been married now for 33 years. And I can tell you that the devil doesn't like Christian homes. Because marriage is a reflection of Christ and the church. And if he can attack your home, he says, see Christ and the church. If you are near your wife, let me hold her hand. Are you holding the hand? Where is your own wife? You can stand, Sha. Husband, tell your wife, I'm sorry. All the sorry I didn't do since, I'm sorry now. Oh yeah, repeat. You know me, I used to have problem with that sorry. I'm rounding up. He didn't talk, I'll be in no talk. Say it again. I am very sorry for all the sorry I did not say. Since you know when you say your last sorry. Can women do it one more time? I'm very sorry for all the sorry I did not say. Tell her that you love her. See the way they are behaving. I said you tell her that you love her. What is wrong with you people? If your husband did not do, just raise your hand. We are going to punish him. We don't have a time tonight, but let's see how God will lead us tomorrow. But I want to pray for you. You can all come to church, be excited, but sometimes something is choking people somewhere. My wife, you didn't tell our wife to say sorry to us. We men are the most guilty of that sorry. Now, is it not true? That's the way I'm led tonight. It's your time to say sorry. But I want to pray for you. Whatever is the attack, one of the things you have to watch is your heart. Don't allow your heart to get cold to one another. Marriage is not a contract. It's a covenant. The contracts, if they don't fulfill the terms in your office, you just walk out. In the mind of God, though, it's a covenant. When there's a covenant, when one is weak, then one is strong. Okay? I know I'm on point. I know I'm 100% on point. But time has disappeared. So I'll just pray for you. But if God leads us tomorrow, I would like to minister to you as I am led by the Spirit of God. Church, stretch your hands, begin to pray for them. There's someone here. You just need to forgive yourself, said the Lord. You can't get it out of your head. But God says, just forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Father, I pray for every single couple that is standing under the sound of my voice today. I'm inside one house now where money and shouting about money is an issue. And the Lord is saying to you, if you allow the Spirit of Christ, that situation will come under control. He said in this new year, He will bless both of you to the level that will not be a challenge anymore. It is one purse that seems to be bearing everything. And I see the woman in this situation complaining. The woman is like, I'm giving. But God said, I should encourage you. This year will be different. He too will begin to bring in resources in the name of Jesus. In another situation I'm seeing, bad words have been spoken. It's a woman who's spoken the bad word. And it's an issue. Both of you are stuck in that place. And God is saying to you, forgive her and receive her. Forgive her and receive her. What she said was in anger is not what she meant. She has not been able to reach you, my friend, since that thing. I'm in your house, so I'm inside your house. She's standing by the kitchen. She's not been able to reach you. You are just far away on your own. God says you let it drop in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood over them. I plead the blood over them, over their marriages. We come against every satanic attack against homes here. Lord, I stand together with your children and I bind that spirit of harassment and intimidation in the name of Jesus. The spirit of I made a mistake, I bind you. The spirit of you are not good enough, I bind you. You see, I'm being specific. You know what, which one is touching you there. Father, restore joy to these homes. Restore joy to these homes. Restore joy to these homes. In the name of Jesus. Libra sasa italaya. Ila rababa baba. Who told you are not good enough? You are lying the words of the enemy spoken by your partner to get into your head. That's not the word of the Lord. And because you feel you are not good enough, you are opening yourself up to deception. I break that yoke upon your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody else is saying you are too much and your partner is saying you are not good enough. I break that lie of the devil in that home tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise for jobs and better jobs. I give you praise for... Somebody has children who are older, who are not small here. And there is a concern there. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, for those children who are maybe in their teenage years, who are older, giving you trouble. I plead the blood of Jesus. I break the yoke of hell in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your hand and start thanking the Lord right now. Everybody just lift your hand and thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. Just wave your hand and thank you. We plead the blood over all these homes that are here. I say these homes are for signs and wonder. They reflect Christ and the church to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout somebody, shout.